Today, on Christian Family Sunday, or Mother's Day, I found myself thinking more about my own mother and missing being able to have conversations with her about any and everything. Mom was well-read and a bright and thoughtful person. Some of you may also be pondering the relationships of mothering that were a part of your life. There are often many people who mother us through life, but today I beg your indulgence as I share some of the wisdom and faith I learned from my mother. Language was a very important thing to my mother, Eleanor McCallum Noble. Her love of language was evident in her love of books and crossword puzzles. She was always adamant about the correct use of the English language and was often dismayed at my poor spelling. She was an excellent teacher and mentor in writing, as she would direct me to a dictionary in spite of my protest about how could you possibly look up a word that you couldn't spell. But still, she persisted. She tried to instill in me an understanding and appreciation for a proper sentence structure and grammar. And I must admit, I don't know how it happened, but somehow or other in my educational process, I missed out on that part about the structure of a sentence and what all of the words were, but my mother made sure I made up for that. So I'm still a work in progress, but I did learn, or I was nourished in having a love of books and reading. And that was in spite of being often told to get my nose out of a book and go outside. I usually took my book with me. It sometimes feels that there are not enough words to convey my deep love for my mother. Mom was a quiet, gentle soul with a strong will and a feisty, independent spirit. And as she got older, that was something my brother and I learned to regret. A trait that she has passed down to a few of her descendants. I won't name any names. She was a loving and devoted daughter, sister, aunt, wife, mother, grandmother, and friend. One of the wonderful traits of my mom may have seemed self-evident to those who knew her. My mother was a woman of strong faith and a conviction about sharing and living that faith. And there are some words of Eleanor's that come to mind when I remember how she expressed her beliefs sometimes. I got three for you this morning. God expects you to think. Mom would say, God doesn't expect you to park your brain at the door. And that could mean any door, including the doors of the church. Number two, God doesn't want you just sitting around and leaving all the work to God. Do something. Do what you can. Prayer was fine, but often you can do more. And number three, God expects you to care. Love God, love self, and love one another. And Mom lived by that golden rule. As we travel our own spiritual journeys, Mom would say, use your head, use your hands, and above all else, open your hearts. When each of us counts our blessings. Mom always felt that as individuals and as a faith community, we need to nurture and develop our sense of spiritual connection. As Christians today, there are many strong and long traditions of spirituality which we are a part of and which we can use as a touchstone for our own spiritual expression. One such tradition which is finding a strong sense of renewal is Celtic spirituality. And though Mom may not have named her own sense of spirituality as such, she certainly lived that. Mother had a strong sense of her cultural heritage, and that was as much a part of her as was her faith. And it was in Celtic spirituality that I found my spiritual home. The Scottish poet Edwin Muir, in his poem One Foot in Eden, writes, "Yet still from Eden springs a root, as clean as on the starting day." Muir is pointing to a connection deep within us and within all life to the essential blessings of creation's first day. The words suggest that at the heart of who we are is a dimension of life that is rooted still in the original goodness represented by Eden. We may have lost sight of it. It may be buried under other levels of what we have become, but it is there, waiting to be rediscovered. It is that root from which goodness and creativity may spring up in us again. In every new life, there is the truth for all people and all creation that God is the life within all life. And that is not to say that all of creation is not burdened by the weight of wrongdoing and sin. Redemption in the Celtic model of spirituality comes from freeing that original goodness that is in us and protecting that goodness from all that harms or inhibits it. Jesus Christ is the liberator that shows us the treasure that is within our lives and points us in the way of redemption. It is a goodness that is to be found again and again in life, in different ways, and in the various dimensions of who we are. T.S. Eliot wrote, "There is only the fight to recover what has been lost, and found and lost again and again." Jesus leads us to that treasure. Jesus leads us through painful encounters with the falseness of within and without. It is there that we glimpse the treasure of God's life at the heart of our lives. Jesus points us to the hidden treasure that is God's life interwoven among our lives. This sense of spirituality centers on the belief that God's grace is not opposed to what is natural. Rather, grace is given by God to liberate the goodness that has been planted at the heart of life. Grace is opposed to what is false in us, but not to what is most deeply natural. Grace is given not to combat what we are most naturally and what we are through our life's journey, but to release all the qualities like innocence, wisdom, commitment, and passion that are rooted at the core of our lives, made as we are in the image of God. There is an essential sacredness to all life. Each stage of our life holds a special significance in our understanding of the holy or the divine. And much like the book I just read, Love You Forever, the different stages of life, in childhood we experience the grace of innocence and see the world in wonder and trust. In adolescence, there is the grace of awakening in longings and realization. We must remain open to this grace and open ourselves at deeper levels in discovery of the limitless depth of God's image and creativity in and around us. In adulthood, we explore the passions for life and love that sharpen our sense of justice, feeds our creative nature, and set our paths for life's journey. God feeds this risk-taking grace of our passion and creativity. Later in our adult lives, we experience the grace of commitment that keeps alive the strength of our decision to love and to care. Although some may find love covered over to the point of not being visible, it is at the heart of our life, made as we are in the image of the one who is love. The assurance of that love frees us to begin to be true to ourselves and to one another. Still later, as adults, we may experience the grace of wisdom that arises out of a lifetime of experience and endurance. The grace of wisdom is one that finds expression in the letting go of things that really do not matter, the letting go of the trivial or the insignificant. This new perspective is characterized by a stillness, which allows us the space to grow in wisdom's way. At the end of our journey, we return all that is visible to the invisible realm of God. It is the grace that can lead us home to the end, but also to the beginning and heart of life. For in dying, we are offered the grace of returning or falling into what is the deepest within us, the place of God. Our challenge is to be open to this grace in every moment of our lives. May the blessing of light be on you, light within and light without. May the blessed sunshine shine upon you and warm your heart till it glows like a peat fire, so that the stranger may come and warm himself of it, as well as the friend. And may the light shine out of the eyes of you like a candle set in the windows of a house, bidding the wanderer to come in out of the storm. And may the blessings of rain be on you, the soft, sweet rain. May it fall upon your spirit, so that all the little flowers may spring up and shed their sweetness on the air. And may the blessings of the great rains be on you, that they beat upon your spirit and wash it fair and clean, and leave there many a shining pool, and sometimes a star. And may the blessings of the earth be on you, the great round earth. May you have a kindly greeting for people you pass as you are going along the roads. And now may the Lord bless you and bless you kindly. Amen. My mother may not have ever expressed her faith just like that, but I can thank her for providing me with the education to be able to put it into those terms. And I think she would have really appreciated having that reflected back to her. So thank you, and happy Mother's Day, happy Mothering Day, happy Christian Family Sunday.